Thank you, Piper's a veritable masterpiece. In the hope of being asked for my autograph someday, I often practice on anything from paper doilies to rubber checks. This morning, after perusing my latest epic of nothingness, I decided to tear it up and introduce a brand new opus written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. It's a very solid number concerning a slick chick and her groovy bow. That's Latin for hepcat. So Paul Weston's group supplies the musical background while yours truly digs the romance of the cat and the canary. He was a cat and she was a canary in a razzmatazzy sort of jazzy kind of snazzy little band. She'd never flap, singing light and airy. He was a musician with ambition to audition for her hand. As he wooed her and he wooed her, making music on his tutor, she would sing to the swing of his style. He would jump it on the trumpet. Would she like it? Would she lump it? Would the lady lark give him a smile? Matter of fact, this petite canary never knew a fella half as mellow who could sell a melody. I dig you, Jack, she said, you're the very palpitating pappy who's the chappy for my happy harmony. So the cat and this canary, they decided they should marry, raise a bass note, a grace note or two. Now they've got a combination full of syncopation, and they're liking it fine. Boy, are them kids having a time. Matter of fact, this petite canary never knew a fella half as mellow who could sell a melody. I'm digging you, Jack, she said, you're the very palpitating pappy who's the chappy for my happy harmony. So the cat and this canary, they decided they should marry, raise a bass note, a grace note or two. Now they got a combination full of syncopation, and they're liking it fine. Boy, are them kids having a time.